U.S. President Donald Trump and his South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in have agreed to boost the Asian nation's missile capabilities. South Korean media says Trump and Moon made the agreement in a phone call to counter what they called provocations and threats from North Korea. The White House also said the two leaders pledged to continue to apply strong diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula are at their highest point in years after a series of missile tests by Pyongyang. North Korea says its missile tests are conducted in response to U.S. provocations in the region. For further details on that, let's turn over to Frank Smith, Press TV's correspondent in Seoul. Frank, what more can you tell us?
Well, the specifics of this deal weren't entirely disclosed. What they did say was that the U.S. would allow South Korea, the U.S. does have some type of sway in terms of South Korea's missile development. The U.S. has agreed to allow South Korea to revise the missile guidelines that are agreed between the two nations. This will involve increasing the payload on South Korean missiles from 500 kilograms to 1,000 kilograms to a ton. There will also be calls from the South Korean military likely to increase the range of the South Korean missiles. Following North Korea's missile tests earlier in the week, South Korea released some footage of its own missiles, and the U.S. also released footage of its own missiles to kind of counter the fear that is being sort of cast across the Korean Peninsula. You know, this is quite worrying to some activists here in South Korea. Moon Jae-in was elected, that's the president of South Korea. He was elected with the campaign promise that he would pursue engagement with North Korea. But given Donald Trump's habit of provoking North Korea with comments such as this week, saying that all options are on the table, essentially suggesting a military strike against North Korea was something that was being considered by the White House. This puts President Moon here in South Korea in a rather difficult position. It will be interesting to see what comes out of some summits that South Korean President Moon Jae-in will have next week. He'll be meeting with President Abe of Japan and also Russia's Putin in Vladivostok. So it'll be very interesting to see what comes of that. Again, South Koreans are worried about the cooperation, military cooperation being pushed by the U.S. between South Korea and Japan. At the same time, China and Russia certainly have a different perspective. One of the issues is the deployment of THAAD, that's Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. This is an advanced U.S. missile system that's being deployed here. And there are four extra launchers that are set for deployment. Another issue of contention for the Moon administration, particularly concerning its relations with China. So the tension on the Korean Peninsula, you know, in terms of regional security, doesn't appear to be slowing down at all.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank Smith, out of Seoul, Press TV's correspondent.